turundusuudised.
Euromonitor has in the last research described a new customer group that they called the technophiles or the hyper-connected customers. And these are the ones who are early adopters of new technology. Euromonitor describes them as being heavily dependent on mobiles and more addicted to using all wearable devices. In particular, these hyper-connected customers have an evolving set of purchasing habits and preferences for interacting with social and commercial worlds around them that are directly shaped by the heavy use of technology. 94% of them research a product online before buying it. And it's called webrooming. And then they go showrooming in order to touch and feel the product. It means that they go to the store and try to feel. And then they come back to online and make the purchase because it's cheaper. So this is a new customer group described or defined. What do you think? How is this customer group influencing marketeers?
My first idea is that it works, and actually I know also some persons who is doing that, more in IT or in some electronical devices because it's more expensive. You are reading about that, then you are going to touch it, and then you are going back and buying. I don't see that there will be so big influence in the food business in my field. Maybe I'm wrong, but my feeling is you go to the bookstore, you touch the book, see what is inside, feel how heavy it is, or you go to touch iPhone 6 and come back and buy it in the internet. I think this is important, and many people are doing that. In a food business, I really hope that it will not happen so often, because also Pure Chocolate has not developed online store, and we had the discussions about that, but then it's a question how we will deliver, because when it's too hot time, it will melt and there will be a problems and bad feelings about that. About touching and then buying, I also don't see that that it will influence us as a producers and sellers of that. But I believe that this thing is because you are always moving somewhere with some of your gadgets. One is mobile phone or some tablet. And this is getting crazy, actually. All the time you are reading something and you are getting nervous about that. And I also felt myself that all the time I'm checking something and I'm trying to end it. And when I'm home, I'm putting my gadgets away. But this is the thing, what I agree with that it's happening. Yeah.
Okay. For me, it was an interesting news because for several years, people already tell about the new behavior, that people check things on internet and then, or research on internet and then come to the stores and then touch and then buy on internet. But the problem was, that it was difficult to see that who are the people, because the sales trends weren't not shifting so fast. Of course, you see the online growth, but it wasn't so fast that you would say that it's majority of people behaving like that. But I think that this is a very good research when it says that there is a special group of people who are the really hyper-connected who have this type of behavior. And then I don't know how big the group of people is, but the rest, maybe, I don't know, 90% or 80% of people still behave rather normally. So for me, it was kind of a good different look at the target group, helping to understand more kind of what is behind this type of buying behavior.